Do you see his wisdom? He doesn't immediately state what he wants, but first introduces another topic. His intention is not to seem too deliberate, but to make his point through different connections. In much proof of affliction, he said this in his letter to the Macedonians themselves, you emulated the Lord, receiving his word, despite facing great affliction, but with joy from the Holy Spirit. And again, the word of the Lord resonated from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also everywhere else. Your faith in God has been acknowledged. But what does in much proof of affliction the abundance of their joy mean? He says that they've experienced both extremes, great affliction and great joy. It's quite remarkable that they could find such intense pleasure amidst their suffering. In fact, their affliction is not a source of sorrow, but it even brings them joy, and this, despite their immense suffering. He states this to encourage them to be strong and resilient during their trials. They were not merely suffering, but also demonstrated their fortitude and patience, or as he says, even exceeding that, joy. However, he didn't merely mention joy, but abundance of joy, as it emerged within them, immense and indescribable.